This is Living the RV Dream, episode 233 for Friday, March 25th, 2022.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers. Hello, fellow pelican heads. Happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors. Welcome to the show, Schoolie Builders. And coming to you one more time here from the Flagami Studio Pelican headquarters in Miami, Florida. Not for long, very soon here. And someone sent me a live picture today from Washington, D.C., and the cherries are in bloom. So we're going to make a beeline for our nation's capital here very soon, quickest possible way. But, you know, there are several things that need to be done. And one of them, actually, I don't know what happened. I think someone tried to steal one of my solar panels. And, like, one whole side, the screws have been unscrewed. I mean, it's not like anything failed. It's just the screws were missing. So that's my best theory. And as I was coming back from Pelicamp a couple of days ago, someone was, you know, honking their horn at me, and I'm like, oh, a fan. And I was like saying hello to them. I thought it was like a viewer, right? And no, the guy is honking and pointing up. And, you know, I stopped as soon as I could. And lo and behold, I went into the roof and the solar panel was half undone. And there was some damage to it because, you know, it had been flapping like a wing up there. So, we have to get that taken care of. We're gonna stop by a dealership on the way north, and get a new solar panel installed there. What else has happened? Oh, this morning, I got that email from Starlink that my system is ready. You know, we're gonna have Starlink at Pelicamp very soon, so no more buffering, live streams from Pelicamp. One can only hope, right? We have a lot of trees there. That's my only concern. So, if anything, we'll just put the dish right there in the middle, you know, by the where right on top of the leach field or the septic, where there are no trees. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then I'm, you know, like all the other YouTubers who have had Starlink already, you know, figure out how to move it from place to place. And that's gonna be a lot of fun. And you know, in other news, a lot of fun being able to have good internet anywhere. You know, this is the new thing, so it's gonna be great testing that and letting you guys know. Everybody seems to think this is a game changer. You know, I've spoken to Mike Wendland about it. Mark Guido of Grand Adventure seems to love it too. So I'm really, really excited to be getting this. What else is in store here? Oh, in other news, Minitini 1. Remember Minitini 1, my original trailer that has been in storage up at Rob and Trish's, you know, the Average Campers' place up there in Perry, and now at Pelican for the past year. You know, I wanted to give it a little love, you know, wash it and whatnot. And we're finally going to fix the axles. We found the place, a reputable place, and apparently one of the axles is actually bent. So we're gonna replace the axles on Minitini 1. Actually, it had Lippert axles. We're gonna replace them with Dexter, which are supposed to be better. And what else are we? But there were a bunch of problems actually with Minitini. It was one after the other. As I was getting ready to tow it, you know, we are actually fixing it near Jacksonville. As I was getting ready to tow it, what happens? The lights didn't work. None of the rear lights work. And we checked. You know, it's not a ground thing because the running lights in the front were working. So something is cut off somewhere along the way. Maybe some kind of critter chew the cables. We may never know because everything is enclosed in that underbelly, and we're not, removing that underbelly for anything. That would be like a real major pain. So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna run a new set of wires, and our friend Greg Casita RV Life is gonna help me out with that. But there was another major problem with it, and it's we have a roof leak, and it's not major yet, but we're gonna replace the whole roof, and that's gonna be a major investment. But you know, I'm thinking after all this, Minitini is gonna be almost like a brand new trailer, so everything works inside, so that's not an issue. It just needs that structural help, and I've decided to make the investment. It may not be an investment. It may be like the biggest waste of money, but I want to keep the old trailer for the foreseeable future, for the time being. And you know, the original Winnebago Micro Mini 1706 FB, and it'll be a testament to its longevity. I mean, the roof, to be honest about it, the roof is it was negligence on my part, and I should have checked more often and maintained it. And you know, you're supposed to redo all the seals, you're supposed to inspect it every 6 months, and to be honest, I didn't do anything of the sort. So that's what neglect does to a trailer. But those are the main news. And and as I was saying, we're going to Washington, D.C. for the cherry blossoms. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do any meetups, because it is going to be a very quick trip, pretty much up and down. I'm going with my mom, so she's always wanted to see the cherry blossoms. She was in Washington, D.C. For her honeymoon back in 1958. And ever since then, you know, she went, I think it was in August, that she was in Washington, D.C., but she's seen pictures and she wants to see it, so we're going to do it. And then we're going to stay I've never stayed at any Jellystone, you know, Yogi Berra Jellystone RV parks, RV resorts. And, you know, they are owned by Sun Outdoors, so we're going to do a sponsored video there Natural Bridge, Virginia, and then we're gonna start working our way down. Probably do Charleston and Savannah, and then back to Florida to get ready for the longer part of the trip, which is gonna be for real. We're going to do the Lewis and Clark all the way to the Pacific Ocean, so that's probably gonna happen in about a month. Let's face it, that trip is delayed a little bit, but I want to do it right. I want to plan it right, and that's what it is. And if you're seeing some weird videos on my YouTube channel, this is the week of the great, I'm calling it the 2021 movie marathon. And I created these long movie versions of all the videos from the year, and that's what we're going to do this week, including Sunday. Sunday is going to be the... Actually, a very similar video to last week is going to be the East Coast movie. So Wednesday, I published the whole Arizona video, which was 5 hours and 17 minutes. Longest video I've ever done, especially in 4K. I had never done a video that long in 4K. But internet here in Miami is good. We have fiber, so it still took about an hour to upload, but that's nothing. That would have taken days uploading from the road. Even on good LTE or campground Wi-Fi or from Pelicamp, forget about it. It would still be uploading. Yesterday, which is the day I'm recording this, I published the longest, like 2.5 hours. I forget. It's a long upstate New York video. It's the whole upstate New York video. And then, you know, I should know this because I have it here on my screen. It's 2 hours and 34 minutes. And then tomorrow, or today, today is going to be the live stream at 6 p.m. like always. But then on Saturday, I'm going to publish 3 videos. One just Vermont, one just New Hampshire, and then Vermont and New Hampshire both together. And these are old, you know, all these long videos, particularly on my channel, they do really well long term. And that's the whole idea about, you know, running these reruns. Since they are so long, you know, it does trigger the algorithm for session time, you know. And when a video has a long session time, a long viewing time, YouTube basically shows it to more eyeballs. You know, it's more on the suggested videos. So that's my hope, that these videos are gonna do great long term. Like my driving to the West, my original driving to the West video, which gets like 100,000 views every single month, which is insane. I can barely believe it myself. So that's the story for this week. It's going to be a little different week for the YouTube channel. And then next Sunday, the following Sunday, is going to be Naples, Florida video, which I think you're going to like it a lot. Naples, I was so much pleasantly surprised with that city. You know, it has great beaches. You know, it's the Gulf of Mexico. So those beaches are the best beaches in Florida. They get better as you get farther north, like Clearwater and St. Pete are probably a little better. And then there's the Big Bend, where there are really no good beaches in that area. But then once you hit the panhandle after the Forgotten Coast and you get back to all those barrier islands, those are the best beaches in the United States, like Destin, Panama City. That's north of the Caribbean, man. That's the best. So I digress. There's going to be that video from Naples. You know, we went to the beach. We saw some great sunsets. We did a cruise, a sunset cruise, and the cruise takes you to Port Royal and all the houses of all, like, the very, very wealthy people. They're like small palaces. I'm not going to say rich and famous, because as the guide was saying, you know, the same way Miami is home to like all the movie stars and musicians and rappers and basketball players and whatnot, this area of Naples is basically, you know, CEOs of big corporations. And let me tell you, some of those houses are like, no privacy whatsoever, by the way. Same with the houses in Star Island in Miami. No privacy whatsoever, because you always have one of these, cruises going by your backyard, basically. Which is something that, I don't know, I'm not too crazy about that prospect. But yeah, one of them, we were cruising by this house, and there were these two ladies by the pool, sipping wine. They glanced at us and they kept, you know, talking and sipping wine, doing their thing like they're used to it. You know, they don't care. Or if they do, they're used to it at least. So that was, and then this happened, by the way, in November. That's when we stayed at our first Sun Outdoors stay. So that was part of that relationship with them. And now I'm getting to publish the rest of Naples, what we did during that stay there. And lots of fun. And then it's going to be a short winter season. And I'm catching up. I promise I'm catching up. I keep promising myself one of these days. But then again, can you believe it is March 25th? The first quarter of the year is gone. And it's spring. It's officially spring. Let me see if we have any voicemail. And then this is going to be a rather short episode in that sense. Yeah, tomorrow I have to wake up at the crack of dawn, pick up my mom, stop by the dealership to get that solar panel installed, and make it to Georgia before 6 p.m. so we can do the live stream. So let's see how that works.
Like the show. I like your new Pelican shirt.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And yes, the new Pelican shirt, by the way, if you visit the apparel store, by going to travelingrobert.com and clicking on the apparel store. We have a new shirts and hats with that new logo that someone made for me. Kerry is his name. And, you know, it's a slightly revised Pelican that I really like now. That's my favorite. And I think that's going to be like the official Pelican logo. And I even changed it. If you are a member of the channel, you know, now your special icon, and emoji that you can use, it's that new Pelican logo. I made it gray, so it shows up good, you know, either on a white background or a black background. So I hope you like it. And there are new. I'm gonna start, you know, revamping that apparel store. I'm gonna retire some of the old logos and keep that new Pelican logo for the foreseeable future.
Hi, Robert. It's Dylan here from the Earthrun Iron Pairing. And I have a few questions today. My first question is, When will the 2021 movie marathon take place? Is it gonna be like all the videos from 2021? Yes, and my second question is, what is the plan for spring? When are you planning to do the Lewiston Park trip? Will it be in May or will it be like in April? Yes, and my last question is, what are the plans in the event that when if we have if you have a similar situation like what happened with old Tia when it broke down in Mooresville, North Carolina? Yes. And today is Monday, March 21st, 2022 actually. And by the time you're hearing this, it'll be March 25th, 2022. So that's all, and I hope people have a wonderful day, and I'll see you guys at the live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central. So that's all, and have a wonderful day. Bye!
And that's Dylan's weekly message of the week. Thank you, Dylan, for your message, and I'm going to go backwards. And I really hope I don't have a bad breakdown on the road. I mean, knock on wood. That was not a pleasant situation. I have roadside assistance if anything like that would happen, and you just have to be prepared for those events. Unpredictable events. But we'll take it one mile at a time, man. About the Lewis and Clark trip, most likely it's going to be late April, but I don't have a departure date yet because I'm actually waiting for an email. As you all know, I want to upgrade to a Silverado at some point, and I'm waiting for an email that they're going to tell me whether this Silverado is finally going to be available or not. And if it is not going to be available, I'm just going to have to buy some new tires for old Colorado. And I mean, it's had mostly highway miles. So I'm thinking it'll go to 150, even 200 miles, 200,000 miles with no problem. But right now it's at 107, yeah, believe it or not. So that's it. And what was the first question? It was the movie marathon. And that's, as I mentioned earlier, is already taking place. And those are going to come out at 5 p.m. pretty much every day this week, except for Friday. Friday, which is going to be the live stream at 6 p.m., internet permitting and travel scheduling permitting. And then on Saturday, it's going to be like probably 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. or something like that. It's going to be three videos on Saturday. And then on Sunday, it's going to be the normal, like my regular 7 a.m. Eastern release, but it's going to be the East Coast. It's going to be like a rerun. So if you want to watch them again. If not, there will be something brand new the following week. And that's it for this episode of the podcast. It's one of those that I don't have a whole lot to talk about. It's been an eventful week for sure. I've definitely wasted many expensive gallons of gasoline going up to Pelicamp, up to Jacksonville, back to Pelicamp, back to Miami. But I think in the end it's going to be worth it because we're going to have a almost brand new Minitini 1. And really, really looking forward to... I mean, I towed it for the first time in over a year, in 2 years, really, towing it long distance. And it feels substantially lighter than Minitini 3. I mean, you can tell the difference. I thought you couldn't tell the difference, but you can definitely tell the difference. So not that the Colorado struggles with Minitini 3, but you definitely feel it more out there, like when it comes to like acceleration, especially when it comes to acceleration going into the freeway or the expressway or the highway or the interstate. You do feel the difference, and that's interesting. Of course, now when I get my Silverado, you probably won't feel it back there, but we'll see. In any case, I hope to see you, or not see you, I hope you tune in next week here, same podcast, same time. As you know, it's every Friday at 6 a.m. Eastern time, which is right now is what in what is it, the 10 o'clock UTC, I think. We are at UTC minus 4 now, so yeah. Until next week, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.